Andy, I've talked to people this morning who, like me, have known Clint mostly post 2000. But tell us, when did you first meet Clint?
I first met Clint around about February 1978.
Right.
And struck up a good friendship with him and a few other guys in Raglan. I sort of came there in 1978, and they all made me feel welcome. So we had a really good, tight-knit group of friends, Clint and Alan Dando and Brian Mace and Frank Turner and a few others.
Right. Excuse me. And so you guys all had young families together, I guess.
I'm a bit later in my family to Clint and Alan, but certainly Clint and Alan had had their children. I think Sarah was in Chris Dando's class at school, and so they were quite actively involved in setting up sports for the kids. And I naturally got dragged along being a friend. And we had quite a bit to do with the soccer club when it first started and getting the fields ready for them. I do remember having to drain all those fields, same as we had to do with the rugby field.
Yeah.
And so Clint was really a stalwart. Him and Bernie Brown were really pushing the soccer club. And there'll be a few others who I can't quite remember. But, they certainly were quite community-minded in that way.
Yeah, I think there were... was Butch Walters involved and John Beats? Is it John? I don't know these guys. I know Butch.
Butch and Dave Beat.
Dave Beat, yeah. Yeah.
Dave was in town at that time, so possibly was, but I can't recall, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I certainly do remember the efforts that Clinton and Bernie and all those guys put in.
And was Clint quite young when he got married?
Yes, he was, yeah. I didn't meet him till 78, but I think he and Jackie struck up a friendship quite early, and I don't think he was that old.
No, well, I think they started together when they were 15. I think that's what we heard the other day, wasn't it?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. So what was Clint doing at that time? Like, what was his job at that time?
When I first met Clint, he was involved, I think it was with AFCO, and... because I remember him travelling to work on his motorbike, and I was working in Raglan, and then latterly about the 80s, I took a job in Hamilton, and he was still travelling to AFCO in those days, representing. He was on the union there, but he was a boilermaker, because I recall he made some barbecues for us and a few other things.
So oh, okay.
He was quite a handy chap.
Right. And back in those days, would your group of mates have been surprised to hear that one day he might become deputy mayor and councillor and serve on all these boards?
We did. Yeah, we were surprised, but it's not... it wouldn't have been uncommon for him to be involved in anything to do with a union sort of organisation or a public organisation. He had very, very strong views. He was very Labour-orientated. We used to tease him about people like Rex Jones and all that, who Clint classed as mates, who were leaders of the union in Wellington at that time.
Right.
He had very strong political views and was well read in terms of what was going on around the country. So, yeah, it didn't surprise us greatly, but we didn't think that he would take that on so quick.
Yeah.
Because he served quite a few years in that respect.
So we've talked a little bit this morning about his ability to stay calm when it's a stressful situation and not let things get out of hand. But I'm just wondering if maybe he was a bit more fiery when he was younger about political issues.
He certainly was with us.
Right.
We had quite a few heated debates. I do recall at the time that Brian Mace was going for social credit. It was at the time, and Clint was definitely a Labour.
Right.
And, of course, Alan being off the land, he was definitely National. We had some fiery debates when we were travelling around. We used to go on a few trips together, and it got to a point where we said, OK, politics stay out of it, and religion stays out of it. And once we got those parameters right, there was never a problem. But we never had what we'd call... unfriendly argument. It was good, happy banter. So, but he was definitely fiery when it came to talking about the union and about the government. Yes.
Yeah. And we saw some. Actually, I've just gone away from the microphone. I've got the from the funeral the other day, the, I don't know what you call it, leaflet, booklet program?
The eulogy?
Eulogy. Well, no, I haven't got the eulogy. It's just all the photos of Clint when he was younger that they always intrigue me. A lot of long hair at one point, I see.
He's always had long hair, yeah. In fact, I think his hairstyle didn't change much until he lost it with cancer. But he was definitely, he's always wore it long. In his early days, I thought it was one of the Bee Gees. Barry Gibb, I think it was.
He's Barry Gibb impersonator.
Yeah.
And did he and Jackie and the family always live on the main road?
In Raglan, that's the only place they've ever lived in Raglan, as far as I'm aware.
Right.
I do recall Clint pulling out a wall to create an extra room the day his son basically left home. When Jamie left home, he's converted the garage into part of his lounge. But he's very handy around the house. He did a lot of building, reclad the house, and kept it up to a good standard. And he always loved living where he was. It was nice and handy to town for him.
Yeah.
That's what he told me.
Yeah.
So, you know, he certainly been there ever since I've known him.
So was there a house, like, was every property full along the main road at that point? Like, this, we're talking 40 years ago, aren't we?
No. Yeah, we're talking a long time. Yeah, 1978. No, Raglan, I suppose in those days, Raglan had a population of about 1,500, if I recall. When I first came to the town, that was what the population was. A lot of transient people, but not as much infill housing as there is now, certainly.
Yeah.
Main Road was still a busy road, but it was not heavily populated. There was quite a few people who still had batches. And in fact, when I first came to Raglan, most of the streets were metal. They weren't even sealed. Main Road was, obviously, but places like Government Road, all of Raglan West, all those were unsealed.
Yeah, yeah. So when when did he become councillor? That's almost 20 years ago. Were you aware that he was thinking of doing that, or people were asking him to do that?
When he became what, sorry, Aaron?
When he became councillor.
Oh, yeah, I was aware he was looking at that field. You know, he was disgruntled with what was happening around the town. He didn't think Raglan got enough representation. And, you know, he wanted to do something about that. I think he was on the community board before he became involved with the council fully.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Before my time. So when you first met him, what was he, how was he different to the man we knew in later years?
Well, obviously before the children grew up, I mean, you know, we were all together quite on a regular basis. There's always a few parties. Like the town was quite a social town. It mixed with all the other communities like Waitatuna, Tiuku, Tamata. You know, and then there was always a ball going on, or there was a function going for the netball or something like that. So we always had a good social life. Then, of course, once the kids got to a stage where it was important to get embroiled in their sports, some of us went in different directions. Some went to the soccer and some were in the rugby. But the codes still mixed when it came to things like maintenance around the place. I do recall helping with the drains at the soccer grounds, but also Clint helping with the drains at the rugby. So, you know, very community-minded, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, Andy, I've gone over the time I'm supposed to be doing with my show. I mean, it's not that big a deal, but
that's good.
It should be time to wrap it up. Do you have? What's your lasting thoughts or lasting memories? Memory of Clint.
I think the thing that we enjoyed a lot was our trips away. We used to go, you know, at least once a year. We used to go away for a weekend away, all the boys and. You know, those were always memorable. There was always a bit of larrikin happening and a bit of fun, and some of which I won't repeat, but, you know, we certainly enjoyed ourselves and the trips that we had and had a good camaraderie. And those things are really long-lasting for us. But, you know, there's a whole lot of other things in between.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, thank you for the brief chat this morning. Unfortunately, a bit brief, but I want to talk to a lot of people today, so I'm glad that you were.
Yep, New Zealand and Raglan has lost a really good guy.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being available at short notice this morning, Andy.